I'm Nicole McCants, a psychologist turned business coach for psychotherapists. It was not long ago when I was in solo private practice, seeing way too many clients feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. In 2016, when I became pregnant with twins, I knew I had to scale to a group practice because I couldn't keep working that much. I was sick of hitting the ceiling in my income and knew that the only way to make more money and help more people was expanding my practice. In 3 short years, I was able to scale it to 55 therapists and multiple 7 figures. Once I was able to reach that goal, I had to take it to my peers. I'm here to teach you how to scale your solo practice to a group or take your group practice to the next level. We didn't learn anything about business in graduate school, so I created the Business Savvy Therapist podcast, where I share easy to implement business and marketing strategies so you can help more people, make more money, and have more freedom. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Business Savvy Therapist. Today, we're talking about how to stand out from the crowd with a niche package. This is a whole new conversation, guys. I've never talked about this before. So excited for you to hear it first. And nobody else is talking about this. This is the secret sauce of marketing, not only into a group practice, but also into a solo. So you want to pay attention to every single word I say, because this is going to change everything for you. As you know, if you've been following me a while, I am a big believer, and this is what I did to have the rapid growth I did, is I'm a big believer in having a group practice. It is a one-stop shop. The reason is it can get a little bit frustrating if you're constantly referring out. If you build a niche group practice, you're naturally going to be referring a lot out, right? And there is a huge benefit of having a niche group practice, and that's that you're known for that one thing, and absolutely, that's typically the way to market. However, if you have a group, it becomes really tricky because there's all these therapists, and before you know it, you're constantly referring out, oh no, we don't see kids, we don't see families, nope, don't see couples. And I just wanted everything in-house. And what was beautiful is very quickly, the family doctors, the private schools, other therapists in our area were sending everyone to us because they're like, you know what, they'll treat the whole family. And then a beautiful thing that happened after that is before I knew it, the therapists were referring to each other. So the mom would come in and she'd be depressed, let's say. But really what was happening is there was a relational issue in her marriage. So she also came in for that couple's therapy, and her whole life began to change. And then they realized as a couple that their fighting was actually impacting their son. And then their son would also come in. And I just felt it was so rewarding to really be part of a whole family's transformation. If that speaks to you, then I do suggest having a group practice that is a one-stop shop. However, the downfall of having a one-stop shop is you don't stand out from the crowd, and you're on Google with all the other group practices, and all of you are kind of doing the same thing. I'm going to get to niche packages in a second, but I just want to point out something because I've been around for a while. So I'm in my early 40s. I'm 43, so I'm not mid 40s yet. So I've been around in the industry for a while, and I graduated I officially graduated 20 years ago. And back then, it was so different to get into graduate school. So I went to the University of Toronto, and back then there were 6 people who got into my program. It was highly competitive, really small classes. A lot of you know this probably, but in Canada, I'm just speaking to Canada for 1 second. And so what would happen, because it was so competitive to get into graduate school, when we all graduated, there was not a lot of us. So there was a high demand for therapy and therapists, but a low supply. Because there was a couple of schools and we all graduated, and you could count most of us on both hands, and everybody was very busy. Now, fast forward about 10 years ago or a little bit longer, there was a couple of online schools in Canada that came out, And these schools were private schools. So there was a bit of a shift where you no longer needed the really high grades and all the volunteering and the experience that you could pay to get into these graduate schools. It was very expensive, but they basically accepted, or these days, they accept just about everyone. And as a result, and by the way, amazing therapists come from the school. And not amazing therapists come from the school. Okay. I won't mention the school, but it exists. If you're Canadian, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Here's what happens. 20 years ago, there was maybe 15 therapists a year that went into private practice. Guess what happens today? These online schools release 2,000 therapists. Guess what's happening? Now that supply is really, really high and the demand hasn't really changed. And then what happens? When you have a really high supply of something and the demand is not matching that supply, over time, this avalanche of therapists will all end up on Google, all end up having websites, all end up doing Google ads. And as a result, what happens? They drive up the costs. They drive up the cost of everything for everybody else. They drive up the cost of Google ads. So I want you to be ahead of the curve and really learning to do, okay, what can I do differently that has me stand out from the crowd on Google when there's this huge ocean of other people? I want to point out, Google ads work. They still work. They might end up being a little bit costly in the future. And so I want to talk to you about what you can do differently. But I do teach you in my program how to do Google ads right. So just know that even though you're in this ocean with all these other therapists, and even if you're in the States, I'm sure there's elements in, depending on what state you are, where this is happening too, where they're just pumping out therapists. And that's frustrating for you because now no one can find you. And so the Google ads work. And in my program, I teach you how to do them right. And that's why we hook you up with experts. So I want you to know that. Don't fret, don't fret. But here is also what I think you should do that's totally different. No one else is talking about this. And the best part is it's free. What I'm about to tell you is free. This is free organic marketing. And also I did it. I did this in my clinic. I'm just releasing this for the first time, telling you all about it. And it was very lucrative. So not only am I talking about something that I've read about, I've actually done it and got results. How to actually stand out from the crowd with niche packages. What does that actually mean? All it is, it's so simple and so good. I'm so excited. Okay. So we both know that a typical treatment plan is between, I mean, it varies, but let's say a typical CBT treatment plan is about 12 weeks for anxiety or depression. But we would say that between 10 and 16 weeks, depending, of course, what type of therapy you're doing, you're going to say that a treatment plan is that much. A niche package is just taking a treatment plan and packaging it in a unique way, focusing on a specific population and a specific modality to make it really, really niched. So I'm going to give you an example. Before I give you the example, I just want to point out that a niche package is not, Oh, and by the way, I'm going to talk about how to do this ethically in a second, because I know we can't do packages, but we can. There's just a way to do them. Your niche package has to be unique. It's not just 12 weeks of CBT. That's just not enough. It has to be different. So in my clinic, we had a 10-week ADHD brain training program, okay? That's what it was. It was for children. So it was very, very niched. The specialty that we focused on was the brain training, which was neurofeedback. And then our ideal client was a child with ADHD. So our marketing was very, very clearly talking to the parent of a child with ADHD and telling them that we're going to do something very unique. And in our case, it was brain training. Okay. Now you could do something like EMDR for veterans with PTSD. So your ideal client is a veteran with PTSD, and what you're offering that's unique is EMDR. Or you could even do a CBT parenting program for children with neurodiversity. You could really do whatever you're passionate about. Just really ponder after this conversation, oh, you know, what am I passionate? What can I do all day long? And I'm so passionate about, and what am I good at? So you want to be really clear on having a target audience. Who am I speaking to? And a very clearly defined niche. But there's more. You need more than just a package with those two things. You also need to offer extras. So in our program, we had pre and post testing. So we would do assessments, just mini little questionnaires before and after the 10 weeks. So you can see the difference in your child. And after every single session, you get a tracking sheet and a handout. And we called the handout an action plan and review. So we would send the parent a review of what we did in the session and an action plan for that week. There were tracking sheets. Parents absolutely loved this. We also had accountability. People want packages. Now, we actually called it, and you'll notice in the title, we called it a program, a 10-week ADHD brain training program. It is a package, but I just find the word program is more valuable, so I would suggest calling it a program. Hey, do you need help having your solo or group practice stand out from the crowd? I just released something I've never talked about, but I did it in my own clinic. It was lucrative and allowed me to help way more people. Do you want to know what it was? I created a niche package for clients. Would you like to know how to create a niche package and do it ethically? Not a lot of people are doing this yet. Be the first to know exactly what to do and how it could exponentially grow your practice. Come to my free masterclass. The link is in the show notes. The best part, if you show up live, you get a free bonus and there'll be live Q&A. See you there. And you can have fun with this. Here's the thing. There is a bit of a recipe that makes you unique. There's a way that you work with clients. Write it down. What are your clients asking more of? I personally think we all get better results when we're held accountable. You and I both know as a therapist, our clients get better results when they have homework. Of course, life happens between the sessions. What if you were to package it all for them? This is an amazing way to grow not only your group practice, but also your solo practice. And I'm going to talk about how you can hire people. I feel like you could be so busy that it could move you into a group quite quickly. But now let's talk about ethics, because I am now a retired psychologist, but was a psychologist, of course, for my whole career, and a very ethical one. So I had my liability lawyer on speed dial and always asked them before I did everything. Here's the things we can't do. We cannot discount packages, okay? I don't suggest that. Do not discount packages. It's going to be the same price. So let's say your therapy rate is $175 and it is a 10-week program where they come in weekly, then your price for the program would be what? It'd be $175 times 10. It'd be $1,750. Do not discount. We can't do that. We can't incentivize clients in that way. The second thing we cannot do is we cannot pre-bill. So you can't say, hey, client, I have this new package. Here's what it is. Here's what's included. We can book all 10 sessions now. And it's $1,750. You can go ahead and pay now. We cannot do that. So what we did in my clinic is we just itemized billed. So it was marketed. I had a specialty page for it as well on my website. It was marketed as a program. People want programs. They like to purchase things with beginning, middle, and ends, right? They like, it feels more tangible. And then they would book that consult call with one of my therapists, because this ran without me. I systemized it. And then we would just itemize bill. And you're probably thinking, okay, well, but do they commit? Because the beauty of billing upfront is all that cash flow is upfront. And also the commitment is higher, of course, because they already paid. I will tell you, this is so interesting. I was also really worried about that. I was like, oh geez, okay, I'm going to try this. I'll see if it works. Because I had my admin, make sure you hire an admin if you have one already, perfect. She did all the booking. So she would call them, sit down with them. It took a while to book all the sessions. We actually had 30 sessions in ours because it was 10 weeks, but 3 sessions a week. two neurofeedback sessions and one therapy session. And she got to know them. So she would sit on the phone, book all their appointments, explain everything. And then she would be the one tracking, doing quality assurance checks of the pre and post testing, making sure the handouts were sent. And so, and that was the accountability, making sure they show up. If they had to cancel one appointment, which happened a little bit because then COVID happened, they would just like tack it on at the end. And so what was so surprising, because we had a committed person to make sure they really get the results of the 10 weeks, our retention rate was mind-blowing. Everybody committed. And I think it's two things. One, picture yourself. If you're like, I'm going to do a personal trainer for 10 weeks, they bill you probably sometimes as you go, but mentally, the client just committed and they put it in their calendar. And then they had this person who was my admin sitting with them and committing with them and going over everything and sending everything every week. It was amazing. Like the retention was almost 100%. I actually think it might have been 100%. And if we work together at any point, I teach you, of course, to closely track this. Here's the best part. Group practice owners, listen up. You're going to love this. Not only is this a unique way to market, not only is this the best way to retain your clients, guys, but here's the best part. This was also shocking. So number one, the retention, shocking. Number two shocking part was I struggled, and you might a little bit too, moving some clients over. So people came to my clinic to see me. And because I had written a book a long time ago and I did quite a bit of TV back then, they would come and say, oh, I want to see you. Like you are the expert. I want to see you. And I know you struggle with this because you tell me. Sometimes they would be like, no, I'll wait for you. And then they would just wait on my waiting list. But then guess what? There's something about my program, my proprietary method, if you will, that they said, you know what? They were more likely to work with someone else because that someone else was working my method. Here's a perfect example. The Atkins diet. It just works. You sign up, you do it. You're not working with Dr. Atkins himself. You just believe in the method, right? So the program is your proprietary method, your proprietary program. And I was amazed at the amount of people who said, oh, wait, okay, so it is Nicole. It's Nicole's method. Well, if anybody can do the method, you know, and of course you walk them through all the things they get. And I was amazed by how many people were okay to finally move over. And that's when the rapid growth really started happening. And the best part was that before I knew it, my therapist was booked. Think about it. Four new clients who signed up for the ADHD program. That's a whole lot of sessions. Like they're booked for 10 weeks. And then they're booked for 10 weeks again and again. And so their calendar was really, really booked. And even better than that, they began to tell their friends, other therapists, like, ooh, this is really cool. It not only is your competitive edge pulling in clients and setting you apart, which you desperately need right now on Google, but it also sets you apart for hiring. Before you know it, other therapists are like, ooh, can I please be trained in your program? Can I please take these very long like treatment plans where I get to do something unique and fun and different and cutting edge and that gets results, but also I don't have to worry about retention because all that is taken care of. If you were like, oh my gosh, yes, oh my gosh, this is something that I want to do because it's creative. If you're anything like me, you just love innovating and creating and can sit down and you can create this. And I would love to help you. I have a never before masterclass coming up, you and me live, where I literally walk you through even more details. I help you come up with, what is my niche? Like what is really going to set me apart? And keep in mind, the best part about that is one day, like I didn't do any of the actual treatment for any of the ADHD program. It got so big. So one day you don't have to do it. You can actually have other people doing it for you and making such a difference in the world. Just know if you attend live to this masterclass, I have an unbelievable offer that I'm dropping for the very first time. You want to be there live and the link is in the show notes. I cannot wait to see you there and I will see everybody next week. See you soon. Thank you for listening to the Business Savvy Therapist podcast. I hope this episode was helpful. I would be so grateful if you would share this with a peer or colleague that is wanting to help more people make more money and have more freedom. Make sure to subscribe so you do not miss any new episodes, and please do leave me a review. It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.